Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Nevada, ahead of Ron Paul joining us, then we'll go to Jody and Wesley and Jim and Mike and everybody else is holding. I remember seeing this months ago that no one seen Nelson Mandela. No one was allowed to go in and see him. There was a big debate about whether he was alive or not, and they do this a lot when famous world leaders die. The Soviets would do this, and these are communists, so they act the same. They would hide the fact that they'd been dead for a while. You've also saw speculation that Castro's been dead a bunch, too, so it doesn't always mean that. But I saw this last week and this week. I did see it in foreign press that family had been demanding to see him, others had been demanding to see him, and then it was that they couldn't cover it up anymore, so they just suddenly announced he passed in the night, no details of why. And just the pieces I've got on the way communists operate, they follow a handbook. You have the article here out of your local paper, and it's got basically the same stuff I've seen. I'm glad you raised this. So tell folks what the article's about, and we're going to get it linked up on Infowars.com right now.
You bet. You bet. And I could not be prouder to be handing it to Alex Jones himself, sir. Check this out. Reading into the article, the young woman has come under fire here, too, and in other local news. I've been looking into it. They had a denial of service attack. They had a denial of service attack perpetrated on them, like, probably the same day that they tried to break this news. That entire news website was shut down for 3 days. And they traced.
Now, I know the Guardian Express. It seems like a pretty good publication. Go ahead.
They're pretty good. You know, they break some kind of juicy stuff. You know, I'm an info hound, man. I'm going to look at the truth. But they traced the denial of service attack back to South Africa. There is your caramelizer, your crystallizer. This is probably one of the single most capped and covered news stories ever. Now, I've been digging. For some reason or another, right after Obama showed up there is when the machine was shut off. Now, if you look in this article, it says that the family was debating over some kind of estate or something like that. They were having a legal, you know, tie-up, and that Mandela wasn't basically there to make the decision. So they had to keep him alive because you can't have these sorts of legal proceedings over an estate and stuff if a person is dead. So they've basically been pumping air into a corpse in order to keep him alive so that the judicial – I'm sorry, oh, God, this sounds terrible – so that the legal proceedings could, you know, continue. They can continue to fight over, you know, what's going on. Now, I don't know what happened once Obama showed up, okay, and now he's been, you know, or supposedly the life support's been turned off or whatnot. Me and my sister are very passionate about this kind of thing. And she found even that they had the casket. They just recently put the casket out in public. And I will bet you every gun in my arsenal, and I love my guns, that they've got people out there walking around in empty caskets. I promise you, Mandela's been dead for about 6 months, probably. And the fact that this site was attacked, you know how these globalists work. You know, whenever something's on the level and it's going to inform people, they come out and get it. So the denial of service is traced back to South Africa. And I really just want to have you completely read that article. I want Alex Jones to do me the honor.
I remember that hearing about people saying, where is he? He's dead, and a controversy in South Africa. People can pull those articles up. Watson or somebody could do an article about this. So that was definitely a controversy, and then they just finally said he was dead. And people will do this so that they can continue to operate and sign his name and do things. I mean, this sounds like how a bunch of murdering communists would operate. So standard procedure. Thank you very much for reminding us of that story. We'll look into it. Very, very interesting. All right, former Congressman Ron Paul scheduled to be joining us. Coming up, all this and more straight ahead, Infowars.com.
Yeah. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All the sweet young things trying to make the scene. I think that says it all. But you've got to have a scene to make. That's what the globalists sell. It's fraud. They sell fake dreams. But to sell their fraudulent dreams, they've got to destroy the real dreams. Because they don't want you to find the promised land of liberty, of individualism, of freedom. Well, folks, we are here to liberate the people and tell them you are free. Madison Avenue, Wall Street, Hollywood, the globalists are social engineers that are manipulating you and your family. And the minute you begin to figure that out and feel self-confident and stop caring what the establishment thinks and stop being cowardly, is the minute you start becoming free again. For many of you, you've never been free. You've been brought up inside the prison of mainstream television and fake plastic toxic culture. Well, I'm here, folks, I'm here to free the captives just like every other liberty lover throughout history. Nothing special about me except that I am special because I'm a human being on a beautiful planet. And all of you are special as well. And you can become even more successful and more dynamic the minute you begin to realize that and liberate yourself from this fraudulent system. There is a revolution going on of awakening. And I want you to be part of it, especially if you're a new listener. I want to open the phones up today for people that disagree with me on Obamacare or on any of these big issues, or for folks that have any questions or comments, people that would like to be inquisitors, folks that would like to ask me questions. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and I will start going to your calls by the next segment, or I've instructed the crew, I think we actually will, put shock bracelets on me, and they will deliver a shock, first only annoying, and then up to painful, and then lethal, if I don't go to your calls early when I give the number out. And of course, I'm being sarcastic, but that would probably actually, just in a pure voyeuristic type situation, make more folks tune into the show to actually learn about liberty. So maybe it is a good idea if I actually wear a shock bracelet. Because after all, Homeland Security 3 years ago, I actually had high-level meetings with the Homeland Security director looking at making all passengers wear taser bracelets that can knock you out to get on a plane. And they are now looking at that yet again, and now police departments everywhere, when they even detain you or pull you over, they're now moving to make you wear a taser bracelet or collar. Just for my safety, will you wear this while we... Okay, stay right there. And you're like, you're joking. No, I'm not joking. If I told you 15 years ago they were going to take your children away from you at the airport and grab their genitals... Jocelyn Elder's dream, would actually coming true? Would you believe it? Would you believe that there's declassified government documents that they put hydrofluorosilicic acid and other systems of fluoride in the water to dumb you down, lower your fertility? It's all on record. I mean, if I told you they injected tens of thousands of black people with syphilis and let them spread it to hundreds of thousands dying excruciating, tortured deaths over 45 years, would you believe it? Because it's true. What I tell you, right now they're grabbing foster kids in New York and testing pesticides on them till they die. Comes out in the New York Daily News, nobody gets in trouble. If I told you they're putting cancer viruses in all the major vaccines that are tested, would you go look it up and find out it's true? No, you wouldn't do that, because then you couldn't go get drunk after work and watch football and not care about anything. I think you should go get drunk and fight the New World Order. Anyways, I'm being sarcastic. A little bit of humor here today. Maybe I'm not. Hey, whatever it takes, folks. They should drink some rum before they went into combat on naval ships. A couple, you know, just a little bit. Just enough to really get wild. The point here is, ladies and gentlemen, is that we need folks out there to wake up to the false bubble we've been put in. And they're now trying to force more and more people into that bubble. And there's a rebellion against that happening on a planetary scale. And I want to salute everyone who is breaking out of the matrix. Look, I don't know if we can totally trust people like Ted Cruz or Rand Paul. I believe in Rand Paul, known him for a long time, think he's a million times better than Dianne Feinstein and, you know, folks like that that are coming after our guns. But regardless, we need to support them because they got the whole system coming after them right now. The establishment Republicans, the blue bloods, the insiders, but separate from them. You know you're good. You need to run for city council. You need to run for state rep. You need to run for governor. A lot of times you'll end up reaching hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, just in the process of running for state office. Tens of thousands running for city or county office. And then if you run a couple times, you may end up winning. I'm not going to go off into solutions again. I want to give the number out, 800-259-9231. We've got a lot of news coming up today, and we have John Corbett, who fights the TSA his own way, getting simulated bombs through to show what a fraudulent system it is. Now, he has been threatened by the Injustice Department when we published off of the federal court registry that someone inexplicably, we don't know who, published it. He can't do that. His lawyer can't do that. someone either on purpose or by accident. I think on purpose, because there's good people inside the federal government leaking and standing up. It's happening more and more. The TSA in federal court with him in a lawsuit admitting it's not for terrorists, it's for the American people and for dog training. This is in the documents. And we actually had somebody else in TIP send us the info. And then we had the same thought when this came out like a week ago. I said, hey, who's that guy that's always fighting him? We ought to get him on. This is what he said a long time ago. And then he goes, well, I don't know if I can. I just got threatened by the Justice Department. So in America, they told him he can't talk. His name's John Corbett, about what's public. Here's the Don Salazar's article from last week. Should have gotten national attention. It didn't get a lot of attention. Because who cares about, you know, had incredible documents getting leaked onto the federal website. And, you know, this should be on every news channel. This should have been the top news story. DOJ censors Blogger for documents they released. Well, we put that out last Thursday. Blogger harassed by government for speaking about public documents. So we probably had him on the show 10 times over the years. And so we call to get him on. He goes, I don't know if I can. They're threatening me basically with arrest if I speak about these documents. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And again, it's not his fault the truth got released. He's got a good-looking website. That's what I want our new website to look like. Oh, that's the official TSA website. Well, no. I mean, that's actually the font we're going with in the look of the new InfoWars and the new Prison Planet. If everybody wants to get a look at it, that's what it looks like. So when I said that's what I want, that's actually a stumbling of the words. That's actually what we're going to have. So that's a good, clean look. Folks want that. That's what they're going to get. In between all the other shenanigans going on around here, I'm trying to get that done right now with our great team. Now, with the whole IT crew and Tim Frugier and Kurt Nemo honchoing that, but that's a side issue. That's coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Now, again, here are some of the headlines up on InfoWars.com, and I'll give you some of the DrudgeReport.com headlines where you get the most extensive coverage of the O-Rapicare, the O-Scamicare. And, I mean, this is the emperor's new clothes. I mean, this is the most butt-naked fraud openly in front of everybody I've ever even imagined. And the Democrats are now saying this is the new way. We pay double. We pay triple. It doesn't cover pre-existing. Obama won't ever talk about it at press conferences. No one even asked him. If Carney's asked about it, he just walks off the stage. And now they've got you that don't have insurance filing for your free insurance. And instead, you're just going to get your wages garnished by $5,000. That's official. So, totally evil. You know, it's like a wild animal coming into the barn thinking it's going to get some grain, a deer or something, and then there's really somebody with a crossbow up in the rafters and shoots you between the eyes. I mean, it's just pure harvesting you. The IRS calls you inventory and human resources. For the foreign banks that have absolutely enslaved and destroyed every other economy, they get their slimy mitts on. And they always put in a paramilitary to control everybody. Well, it's now official. Big states are having up to 300,000 people kicked off a week. More are coming. Millions nationwide are being kicked off their insurance and being told you got to re-up, and it's double. And you better re-up now. We'll give you discounts. It may be triple or quadruple in the next 2 years. So it shouldn't be called Obamacare. It should be called Bend Over Care. Actually, stick your head in the guillotine care. And let me tell you, their supporters, as I predicted, L-O-V-E, love it. Because they can't admit they've been conned. That's why they're failures. They are delusional. Baby, I'm sorry I broke your nose and knocked your teeth out. I guess you're a $10 whore now. Instead of a $500 whore, this is how he's talking to American people. You're lucky I don't kill you and throw you in the river. Now get to work. And they get down on their knees and they say, yes, sir. And he goes, good. And just punches them right in the eye. And they say, thank you, daddy. And then he just gives them an uppercut and breaks their jaw and says, you know what, Don, take her out back, blow her head off and throw her in the river. And get those cops on the payroll to help. They do a high five right there. They just love it. You beg for it, and you're going to get more of it. Don't you worry. Homeland Security standing by, training with targets of George Washington. By the way, they pretty much are. They say that's their enemy. SEAL veteran military leaders being asked if they will disarm Americans. That headline's not even hardcore enough. SEAL veteran military training to kill Americans. That's, and by the way, that's in the documents. I mean, they train to destroy America. And so some of the military is waking up. But they should. I mean, come on.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We're back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Big news updates coming up. First, I want to go to your calls, as promised, and we're going to air that excerpt from the interview coming up for the SEAL veteran, Navy SEAL veteran. Military leaders are being asked if they will disarm Americans. Litmus test includes question of whether top brass are comfortable with firing on U.S. citizens. And Watson, God bless him, he's awesome, didn't get that exactly right. I meant to call Watson about that. that when you guys do that, I'll do some editing here on air. So I worked with him on this story last night. Watson is just a dynamo. Best I've got. It wasn't top brass. Top brass are talking to NCOs. Top brass are calling in NCOs, non-commissioned officers, master sergeants and down, and asking, will you pull triggers on the American people? But, I mean, again, we already know that. It's in Forbes, the Washington Times. We broke it, Army documents. I mean, they've got public speeches that Army War College gives about this. It's just that they've always had insurrection plans. Any government should, if there was an illegitimate insurrection or whatever. This is, we're going to go after the gun owners. We're going to engage in treason. This is, your government's been taken over. We're in deep trouble. And this is what I've been hammering for 15, 16 years since I learned about this plan. I didn't know about this the first few years on air. Since I learned about it. And by the way, here's the good news. Then I'll go to your calls. Clinton tried this as well. It didn't fly. Now, here's the problem. When they don't succeed, they try again. That's why the globalists are winners when it comes to dominating and control. They're bad people. They're spiritual losers. But they are material, devilish, of this world winners. They are winners. Hitler was a winner until he got destroyed under the world system. Genghis Khan was a winner. Stalin was a winner. Under the devil system, they're winners. They're really losers in the final equation, but they have the knowledge of domination and control. They have the information, but not the wisdom. They don't see 50 steps down, even 5 steps down, or they don't care, or they like the destruction it brings. They like the recklessness of it. That's really the secret of where evil gets a lot of its best men, is they're not even totally evil at the end of the day. They just enjoy the black, dark flame of wickedness. It warms their soul. I know. I've got a wicked streak a trillion miles wide, like everybody else. And I know that knowledge is there. The point is, and I digress, is that when one looks into the abyss, be careful that you not become the abyss, as Nietzsche said. Nietzsche also said, when men cease to be men, women will become men. That's actually how it is in all mammalian lines, and that's actually coming true. And it's all been done by design, with the government as the alpha male. It is the male. The women are the beta males under the chief, under Sauron, under the New World Order. And the issue here is, this time under Obama, they've gotten the military to go a lot further. And they set up Homeland Security, and they've got it trained and flipped from fighting Al-Qaeda, as we always told you, it wasn't for Al-Qaeda, to right on to George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Wayne, Mom, Apple Pie, private property, the family. I mean, it's all denounced publicly. They should all be arrested for the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, propaganda that they have not even rewritten and adopted as official in-service training for all police. That if you're friendly to the police, you're a terrorist. If you're mean to the police, you're a terrorist. If you're mad about being searched, you're a terrorist. How about you're just not a slave? How about the people doing this are the terrorists? How about the globalists hijacking our country and shutting off our industry? How about you're the terrorist? We're going to break, short segment. I'm coming back, rampaging through your calls. It's just, I start thinking about how close we are to totally imploding into martial law, mass arrest, and tyranny. But also how close we are to having this blow up in their face politically and reversing it and gaining a bunch of ground back. That's why you have to believe there are good people in the system, because I know they are. You've got to be cynical. You've got to go after folks that are bad. But you've also got to give people a chance, like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and others that are trying to do the best job they can. If we own them, if we take them over, if we support them, they will be ours. They will have backup from us, and they will be the men I know Rand Paul is. Up in that barrel of snakes. Could you go up there and not sell out? I will guarantee you there are very few that couldn't. I will assure you that I could go there and not sell out. But it would be hard. Believe me, it would be hard. Very hard. Very hard. They have ways. And the point here is that, but don't just count on folks like that. You have to become the William Barrett Travis politically. You have to become the George Washington. And believe me, you've got the metal it takes to do do it. But we're on the razor's edge. It could go either way. And that's what's so dynamic, frustrating, horrifying, invigorating, dynamic, exciting about it. Wow, can you feel it? We have entered the zone, the crossroads, the fulcrum, the jump point. We are now in that magic place. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Shooter Jennings.
He aligns himself with the truth.
It's really a
and it's time for you to choose a side.
I love this
You're
song.
Listening to Alex Jones.
Let's roll some of this summer rage.
Chaos is hanging around. To the ground, shutter from sound.
Death machine.
The death machine ain't slowing down. It's gaining pound for pound.
A gas mask is the couture.
A gas mask is the couture in the summer of rage. They're building mass graves within the states. You and I live with accident. They're preparing us for an all-out.
Best part right here. All right, gets personal, I'll never get to anybody. Let's go ahead and talk to Jody in North Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. I'm from North Carolina, so I just wanted to let you know that North Carolina, the way I was raised, we say thank you anyway. I know you don't want us to say that, but I also wanted you to know that I'm also an InfoWarHound. I'm out here constantly, you know, doing my research and studying. And at first, when I first heard about you, I'm a first-time caller, but I heard about you about a year ago from a friend of mine, and I decided to check you out. I had been growed up on a little bit of Rush Limbaugh, a little bit of Glenn Beck and others, and a little bit of Savage Nation, but I listen to your show. I'm a truck driver. I drive up and down these highways. I do in-home delivery out of High Point, North Carolina. Just wanted to let you know, man, I'm out here. I let these customers know about you. I've done my research. Outside of God, I believe in you, brother. I believe in your cause. I believed it for 10 years myself before I found you, which is kind of like a blessing in my life because you opened up a whole new perspective on things that I had overlooked because I was also dumbed down with this mainstream media and society. And after opening up everything and kind of just revealing your Pandora's box and what was going on, I seen it was the truth. And I think the hardest thing for me is trying to go to my family members. God, it seems like they're the ones that don't want to believe in it. It's the
oh, listen, brother, I know the feeling. I'll be around family members and people that aren't really listeners, and they're nice folks, and they're somewhat awake compared to the average person, but you almost feel like you're doing bad things to tell them about bad stuff that's happening. It's almost like impolite, but we don't have a future if we don't. We owe it to them to admit just how bad things are, because, again, as good people or as just folks that aren't overtly evil, none of us are perfect. We are blind to just how bad people are and that it's limitless what they'll do. So I totally understand what you're saying and what you're getting at. And that's why I don't really beat family over the head with this info if they don't already even know what's going on. I reach out to folks just randomly everywhere and tell them what's happening. And it's certainly working. There is an undoubted awakening happening. And Ron Paul concurs, I think, for the first time ever. He said we're getting close to a turning the tide or close to a tipping point. He now thinks we're right there. And I agree with Dr. Paul, who's a pretty smart cookie. So what else did you want to throw out there, Jody? I appreciate you promoting the show to folks because that's how we're going to expose these people.
Absolutely, sir. I agree 100%. I just want to let you know also that I go to customers' homes every day. I deal with 40, 50 customers every trip. I'm all over this country, all 48 states. So I get to see a lot of these things you're talking about as I'm doing my travels here. And I have noticed how, you know, things are changing. I've been looking out for the armored vehicles, the things like that, the sheriff's departments and things. I go through Dallas. I lived in Dallas for 3 years, man. I love Texas. If I ever retire, told my wife, it's where I want to live at. Would love to live right next door to you. Man, you're like my biggest hero. But anyway, outside of that stuff, I just want to say, you know, maybe you could tell me how I could convince my wife, who's an intelligent woman, 4.0 GPA graduated, high honors. She's in the medical field. They did a science research study on like the first phase one of.
No, I get it. She's a smart lady. I mean,
yeah.
What should I convince her of?
Well, I just wanted to know if you had 30 seconds to tell my wife or to try to convince my wife of what's going on in our country today and to really wake up and be a part of my team and the InfoWar team, the team that's driving for the truth in the right direction, what would you say?
All right, well, I appreciate your call. Let me just say this to your wife, Jody. Thank you, Jody. I can't make her do research on the topics we're covering. And I notice a lot of professionals that are really smart are some of the hardest people to wake up to this because they know there's problems in society, but they see it as almost positive that they overlook all that and just move forward and take care of business, as Elvis Presley would say. And you certainly have to take care of business, and you can't let all this tyranny get you down and stop you from living a life. But you've got to understand historically, when corruption builds to this level, it brings down civilizations and horrible tragedies happen. And tyranny is a norm in history, not an exception. And we've got a really bad batch of tyranny cooking up in the kitchen. And it needs to be thrown out. And so I understand statistically that husbands and wives don't listen to each other as much as they'd listen to a random salesman at the door. And so I guess I'm a random salesman at the door selling freedom. And I would just say to Jody's wife that there's so much admitted evil by the criminals that hide in government and major corporations that if I tried to just list a few things, it would make my head spin. I mean, there's thousands of declassified, and I use this a lot because everybody knows this, lethal studies that were killing people carried out by our government right through the last decade from the 30s. And no one ever got in trouble for any of it. And that's because there's a eugenicist-based power structure hiding within Western governments. Hitler was only one eruption of that that went too far for even the establishment. And so I understand that this stuff's scary and it's easy to just deny it. But I'll assure you that it is real and that I am actually wrong about a lot of this. It's worse than I normally have thought. So it's not that I'm exaggerating. It's the other way around. And I wish every day I was wrong, ma'am. I wish every day this wasn't true. But I have the textbooks. I have the documents. I keep plugging this every day just because it's been on my desk the last few months. I need to put it back on the bookshelf. EcoScience, it's free online. It's been scanned online about how they put stuff in the water to reduce our IQ and sterilize us. The White House regulations are currently talks about, you know, dumbing us down and breaking us up and having us fight with each other. I mean, these are social engineers. And you ignore all of this at your own peril. Dan Bongino, the Secret Service agent, senior agent over Obama's foreign trips, basically has said it's worse than anyone knows. He had to sign agreements not to talk about it, obviously. And it is, last night, I talked to a Secret Service connection. It doesn't matter. It's just, see, I don't even want to get into this. It's just so crazy. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's occult stuff going on, and we're in trouble. I mean, that's all I can say. And, ma'am, I know you probably feel like, well, what can you do about it? So why not just deny it? And so, fine, just deny it. But down the road, when things get so bad you can't deny it anymore, then at least get your heart right with God. Now, I said I'd take a lot of calls. I just spent seven minutes on that one subject, or longer. Let's go to Wesley real fast in Mississippi. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I want to say that the new coffee and the Nascent Iodine are amazing. I love the coffee. I'm actually drinking some right now. And to Jody, if your wife doesn't believe this stuff, it's because she hasn't taken the time to look into this stuff. That's the only way you can come to that conclusion. If you take 30 minutes to look into this stuff, research New World Order, research Illuminati, research all this conspiracy, and there's no way you can come away from it without realizing it's the truth. And I want to commend you, Alex, because there's so many Christians that are blind to this evil. And, yeah, I know you don't like to accept the praise and everything, but at least, I'm surprised you mentioned stuff like the Nephilim and the Book of Enoch and this stuff, because that's what this stuff is. That's what Kurzweil and Hugo de Garis, that's what they're all talking about when they're talking about hybridization and transhumanism and the singularity they're all trying to come to.
They're talking about the same stuff that happened in the days of Noah.
Exactly what it is, because that's what Jesus said. The days of Noah, that's what it's going to be like when the end times come, when his return will be, is like it was in the days of Noah. What was going on in the days of Noah? Well, the sons of God were coming down and having sex or genetically modifying human beings to create giants, which no church will ever talk about, the giants. No church ever explains why Goliath was, 9 feet tall, while Og of Bashan was 18 feet tall, while in Amos, they say the Amorites were, the tallest.
No, I know, history. And that's actually what they all, the occultists now, even mainline literature, believes the Anunnaki, all this. If I don't get into it, but the elite, and I don't cover stuff I can't prove, but you see the movie Prometheus? That's an Anunnaki. 9-foot-tall guy. That's what they're telling us we came from. And the Bible says, no, that's who came here to manipulate us, and that's basically, you know, the fallen angels. And I don't get into all that because the media picks up on it. I just cover, you look at why they're doing all this engineering, why they're stick their God. The elite are into this themselves. What's that term that they say we were seeded by aliens that, like, Harvard even believes in MIT, and transpermia? What's that term? What is it? Panspermia. Yeah, that's in the piece I did with Aaron Dykes. It's excellent on Secrets of Prometheus Leaked. Good to hear from you, sir. And again, whether that's real or not, that's what they think, okay? Skull and bones, all of it. And they think they're in touch with these entities. That's what demon conjuring and all that stuff is, folks, that every culture gets into. And the demons say, take your kid up on a pyramid and chop their heart out. I mean, every culture went to kill their kids so these creatures would give them power. I don't know if that's real or not, but as a sociologist, as an anthropologist, as an archaeologist, as a lay researcher, I look at this and go, why does every culture do this? Well, they tell you why in the movie Prometheus, which is a religious tract promoting by the transhumanists, then of course they don't think it's evolution and all this Darwin stuff, that we came from this. And then some bad gods were going to come back and destroy the earth because they'd mixed their genetics with us and they didn't like that, but the good aliens stopped it all. I mean, they're just telling you the story of the devil and the snake and all of it in that movie. Super heavy, folks. Super heavy. I don't know if any of this is real. I know the Federal Reserve's private, and they tell me it's governmental. By the way, he mentioned it. Look, I got to fund my operation. I need fuel. It's expensive to build an operation like this, and we need capital in case we get sued or attacked to defend ourselves. And you've done that so we can expand in the face of the New World Order fearlessly. Thank you for your prayers. My favorite brand of coffee, took me years to find out how to get it directly from the farmers. We put it out. Everybody that tries it loves it. It's a medium roast, high mountain, Arabica, shade grown, and it's even better than Guatemalan. Guatemalan been my favorite. You go over the border, the Mexicans even better, they think, because the soils aren't played out, and it's grown totally organically. InfoWarsLife.com for our two different Patriot blends, including the one with mushrooms for immune boost. It's very fairly priced for a pound of this lightly or medium roast coffee. We've got it without the mushrooms and with the mushrooms. It's excellent. Most of the coffee gives me headaches or heartburn. That's the reason I like this. It doesn't give me headaches or heartburn. I don't know why it's my favorite coffee. Never thought about putting out coffee until my wife, like 5 years ago, said, you should put up Wake Up America Coffee and say Jones for it. And then I actually tracked down how to get it and did it. And that helps support our operation. The Survival Shield Nation Iodine, we have plenty of that in supply. And you can give it as gifts to your family for detoxifying and protecting from the radiation that goes into the thyroid with all this Fukushima garbage. It's more important than ever, and it just really gives me a brain boost. This is what Dr. Group said it would do. We have maiden1776.com. It's also on InfoWarsStore.com with the news, limited edition, George Washington, the answer to 1984, 1776 bronze and nickel belt buckles. That are custom 1 through 500, and then that's it. We've got the Made in America t-shirts with liberty messages. This is just the introductory round of this at madein1776.com. That just takes you right to the page on the shopping cart that has it, and that's how we fund our operation. And you can still give it as Christmas gifts. Last year, we had to have the orders in by the 17th to guarantee delivery in the U.S. It's by the 19th this year. You'll get it before Christmas, the day before Christmas. I recommend you order now, though, to make sure you get it all earlier. The apparel, the ball caps, all of it, everything at madein1776.com is made in America. Some of the other stuff's made in South America and, you know, everywhere else. And I'm not against giving those folks jobs. The way they have it set up, they can never get out of poverty at it. So we're moving towards made in America. Everything at madein1776.com is made in America. We got golf shirts, you name it. I mean, we're talking about shirts costing me, I was corrected, $13 to $15 for some of these shirts that we sell for $24.95. At a store like Dillard's, you pay $100 for a golf shirt like this. So it's premium, designer, made in America, golf shirts, you name it, for $24.95. You absolutely cannot beat that deal. Here, scroll down and I'll show them. By the way, I listed the price on these. I want to lower the price on those ball caps. I didn't see that they were that much. I want to find out how much. Scroll down. All right, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I see some of the prices on there. I'm gonna lower some of the prices on those right after the show, because that's not exactly. I get so busy and I run everything around here that I can't make all the decisions. And everybody does a great job, but I'm gonna have the prices on some of those shirts lowered. But they're not even that much compared to what designer stuff is. In fact, they're about half off even at the price they are now. But my main mission of putting this out is to take back the culture too. I'm seeing so many pro-gun T-shirts around Austin, including our T-shirts. I went to a Megadeth concert, an Iron Maiden concert a few months ago, and literally, I don't know, 50 to 100 InfoWars T-shirts, but that wasn't it. That's not why I got excited. I saw all these other come and take it in Latin, Bolon Labe shirts. We're going to come out with a bunch of those under the 1776, Maiden 1776 brand. And I just saw Patriot stuff everywhere, and now I go to other cities and see it. We are really a giant minority that's growing towards being a majority. And I don't care whether you're black or white, old or young, man, I really like it when I see you wearing a Mulan Labe shirt. I identify with you. We're on the same page. We are in the same tribe of liberty. Don't you see, that's the secret to beating the globalists. They want a fake collectivism of race or all this stuff. How about a individual collectivism of individuals coming together for liberty? And so that's what this is all about. Maiden1776.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back on the other side with your phone calls for Jim and others. Stay with us. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
While denying that there's geoengineering going on and changing of the climate with the patents added to the jet fuels, and even the airline just don't even know what's going on in most cases, they have all these so-called experts all over the news promoting geoengineering and children's textbooks that we've been showing you for a decade under federal curricula. There's literally scores of them teach. Oh, we add it to jet fuel, barium salt, aluminum dioxide, to put up sunscreen to protect us from global warming. You can look that up. Textbooks teach kids about chemtrailing. So there's a giant, last time I checked, $5 billion a year, just Department of Energy with one group. And then look, Stephen Colbert, government likely covering up chemtrail conspiracy. So they have an expert on their quote, saying we need to geoengineer to save the Earth because of climate change. And then Colbert goes, what if the government is already doing this and not telling us about it? But still, it's all in the context of a joke. It's like, oh, what if the NSA is really spying on us 15 years ago? And I'm like, here's the documents. Here's the... Oh, shut up, nut. I mean, it's absolute. But people go, I don't see any documents on chemtrails because they're not called chemtrails. It's called geoengineering programs, high-altitude aerosol programs, stuff like that. You type that in, you'll get it all. Patents, how they do it, where they're doing it. And then these, but then all these kooks point up at regular condensation trails and go, look, that's it. So there's also disinfo on the other side, but it's going on, boys and girls. You know, when I was a kid, condensation trails went away in seconds or minutes. They didn't stay there for hours and they're in the sky gray. Look at this. And it goes on. The video's up on Infowars.com. We'll probably cover this on the nightly news tonight. It's pretty darn important. That's an Infowars.com story up there. Breaking all of that down. And some of the other news, Rahm Emanuel to fast 24 hours in support of immigration reform. They mean totally bringing in unlimited numbers of people to vote to take all of our money and take all of our guns and enslave us. That is the public plan. Rahm Emanuel, who's, I don't even think it's the Israelis, folks, but I mean, he was in the Israeli military. He is an Israeli firster, just like the new Fed head they want. And it's like having this French communist as the head economist for Obama. I mean, our country is just half the news anchors are from England, and they're just getting us used to nothing but foreigners running our lives. And, I mean, Rahm Emanuel is a Chicago mob boss pig. He is a big, disgusting piece of trash, and I'm so sick of him. He's just a miscreant trash bag who wants our guns while he's got bodyguards, and I'm sick of it. Jim in Bulgaria. I didn't see that call. Thanks for holding. Sorry, Jim, to make you hold. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jones.
Hey, buddy.
I want you to say hi to your new future InfoWars reporter.
All right, brother. We got about a minute and a half, though. Thank you. Yes, tell us.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I got to be fast. Okay, well, you're an inspiration to me, and I kind of like to make a joke here a little bit and say that you're the reason why I left my friends and family, and I moved out of the United States, and I came here to Bulgaria to prepare for this worldwide economic collapse and world war. But, of course, it's, it's true. I mean, you had this other person, this Jody's wife. My wife, she was like a zombie. I mean, for years and years, I used to tell her about this stuff. And she just couldn't get it, so I had to leave. I had to leave her, and I had to leave everybody. And here I am. I'm in Bulgaria, and I just wanted to say that, in the future, with all these Christians and Jews that are being killed, I'm being put here. So I don't want to say where I am, but they can come here, and they can be safe in northern Bulgaria. I have this place here that I'm preparing with food, water. I'm
well, brother, that's exciting. And, yeah, upload videos to YouTube from Bulgaria. Anybody can go out and independently report and say, as an affiliate, I'm reporting for Infowars.com. For liability, it doesn't mean, because people can go set us up, that you actually work for us. You can just say, I'm here reporting independently for Infowars.com. And if it's good, we'll play it right.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.